completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
It's the Vinny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Good evening and welcome back to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny, and you're listening to the Benny Randall Show exclusively on Bashani Radio app. You can download it free for your iPhone or your Android in the App Store and have it everywhere you go. Or if you're still living in the old times, you can listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Today's episode is powered by Bashani Magazine. We have an extraordinary entrepreneur. Her name is Patrice Brantley. She is a happily retired educator, author, educational consultant, counselor, entrepreneur, and community leader who utilizes her life experiences to help people of all ages reach their full potential. As a seasoned educator, Patrice taught in the Broward and Miami-Dade County public school systems for 16 years. For several years, she served as a volunteer with the I Am Ministries of Miami-Dade and Broward County, working with teen girls co-faculating the Divas Destined for Greatness groups. In addition, she also co-faculated a weekly women group called the Women's Empowerment Hour in 2011. She was awarded the Woman of Empowerment Award. Patrice's motto is simple yet powerful. Be inspired to be yourself. Be empowered. Be inspired to empower someone else. Let me say that again. Be inspired to be yourself. Be inspired to empower someone else. These words not only describe her life, it will one day be the legacy and the message that she leaves behind in the global community. Patrice inspired millions on her weekly show and podcast. Wow. Thank you so much for joining us on the Benny Randall Show. How are you doing, Ms. Patrice?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
That's what I like. I love that energy, though. I love that energy. Tell me a little bit about inspiring others, because I noticed that's a running theme in what you do. You like to inspire others. Tell my listeners a little bit how you love and enjoy inspiring others to be the best they can be.
So I love to inspire others because I believe everybody should have their own personal cheerleader. And in my life, I grew up with a mom who was very big about inspiring me to be my best, who believed that no matter what was going on, no matter how it looked, you can do it. And she pushed and she pushed. So that was something that I loved. And I carried that along, and she made that a part of my everyday. That as you go along in this world, your goal is to inspire and help other people to reach higher heights. And that's what I strive to do.
Mm, I love that. I love that. And I love that energy too, right there. You know, so Patrice, tell me, how did this all get started? How did you get to this point where you felt part of your legacy was to affect the global community as we see it today?
Well, it actually started from my mom and my grandmother. My grandmother was one who made it a purpose of inspiring others in the community. She would take the time to help feed the homeless. She would take the time to bring clothes to the shelter. And then my mother just expanded on that vision of helping me get out here and push and do more. And so for her, that's where it got started with the empowerment groups. And she would take a moment every time and say, you know, your goal in this world is to empower others, inspire, help them to be better. So I just wanted to carry on her legacy and move forward and say, you know what? I love what you're giving me. So that's what I do. And it started off with, honestly, just little words of encouragement every day, just sending out little text messages to friends and family. Then it ballooned into a devotional. And then from there, it kind of went on to another space. And it's just been a wonderful ride ever since.
Mm. Patrice, let me ask you this. If you were given the opportunity and the power to solve two global problems in this world we exist in today, what would be those two problems you would like to solve?
I would like to shine a light on childhood traumas a little bit more. And I want to talk about how you heal those traumas in a positive way without shaming those children and what they've experienced.
Mm. I love it. I love it. Perfect transition to my next question. Overcoming childhood traumas. Tell us, my listeners, a little bit about your experience.
So for me, I grew up in a house that was full of domestic violence at the hands of my father against my mom. And it went on for several years. And I recall one particular incident when I was 6 years old, when my father decided he had enough. And he took a gun out and decided he was going to shoot my mother that night. That trauma stayed with me for years, to the point that I honestly, now that I'm an adult and I am a therapist in the field, I realized that I ended up with PTSD and I had no clue what it was. I didn't understand why I was jumpy and what was happening and why I was hypervigilant everywhere and, you know, just couldn't quite get it together and have conversations with others because I was constantly on alert, constantly filled with anxiety and riddled with that at the moment. And when this happened, it took years for me to overcome this. It took actual time to actually go and seek out the right professional help, to know who would fit for me and for my style of life, and really understand that, you know what, I'm not just one-dimensional. I'm not just a textbook case. I need you to see me and all of me. And as I sat in these offices and connected with the right counselors, the right doctors, they gave me a chance to heal fully and learn how to love me in the process.
Wow. Let's back up here for a second. How old were you when this trauma happened?
I was 6 years old.
And you remember that vividly, huh?
Oh, I can remember it down to the strawberry shortcake pajamas I had on. It was just that clear.
Oh, my goodness. In that moment, well, I know you can't go back to when you was a six. Well, maybe you can. Let me not judge here. In that moment, what came across your mind when you was witnessing that?
This is it. Tonight it ends. I won't have my friend. My mom is gone, and I'll be stuck with just my father, the monster from within.
Wow. If I may ask, you just let me know if I'm being too, if I'm going too deep. What stopped it?
What actually stopped was that my father shot the gun off and it jammed, and then he shot again and then it backfired.
Wow. Look at God working. So he shot the gun. Mm-hmm. It jammed. So it misfired. Is that an understanding?
It misfired, yes.
And then he tried to shoot it off again and it backfired.
Yes.
This is amazing. I mean, ooh, this is the first time I've been speechless. Let me ask you something then. What was your thoughts once it did not kill your mom? Because was he aiming the gun at her, if I may ask?
Oh, he was. He was determined. And my father's a very good shot. That's how I know this was a, what I call a God moment.
Wow. Were you praying at that time?
Heavily. Heavily, heavily, heavily.
Even at 6 years old?
Yes.
Wow. So can you just take my listeners with you for a moment then? The gun jam, it misfired, and then what happened after it backfired?
After this happens, I remember very clearly my mother running with my sister, who was in her arms at the time, down to my aunt's house, who lived on the other corner. And at this moment, I'm standing here, my father's highly upset, and he's cussing and going on about this gun and what happened and why it didn't happen and this and that. My mother's at my aunt's at this point, and he says, go in the house, and I'll never forget it. I end up going back in the house. And it was just such a crazy experience because for him, it was like, well, I've done that. And he went to sleep. And I'll never forget.
Just like that. No, nobody called the cops or anything.
No, it was normal for them. The fighting that had been going on at this house was normal. And nobody thought anything of it. And sad to say, it was just every day.
Wow.
And this is the dysfunction that we allow to go along in our neighborhoods and in our homes because everybody's minding their own business.
So
and as long as it didn't mess so with anybody else's home.
He was allowed to threaten and put this fear in the home of his own family and nobody would do anything about it.
Not a thing.
And nobody grown at that time said, you know, let's help them. Let's call authorities. Let's do something. Nobody got involved. Mm-mm. Why do you think that is?
At that time period, it was such a heavy culture of what happens in this house stays in this house. And that, for me, honestly, was the hardest thing that I had to get past as an adult, that I had to learn. And really, when I started talking to therapists, understanding that, yeah, I have to talk about this. I can no longer drag the skeletons of my past and be okay with it. So for me, as I love to tell people, one of the biggest triggers for trauma, or one of the beginning statements of trauma, is what happens in this house stays in this house.
Mm.
Because that tells me I'd rather live and suffer in silence and be okay with the silence than get the help that's needed. And that was the community that I lived in. So, I'm pretty sure this wasn't the only house experiencing this. It was just that it spilled out in the street that particular night.
Let me ask you something deeper, since you are a therapist. Is that a cultural norm, or is that a battered norm?
I believe it's a little bit of both.
Mm.
Culturally, because in the African-American community or communities of minorities, we tend to say what happens here stays here, and we don't want other people in our business.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't realize that that's literally the trunk of skeletons we carry around that creates these childhood wounds that we have a hard time getting past.
Mm.
I mean, I look at just some of my people on a daily basis, and it's amazing. When I hear that statement, I already know what's coming next because they've struggled with it for years. They've heard what happens in this house stays in this house, or, you know, going to counseling makes you crazy. No, it doesn't. It just makes you human. Going to counseling helps people understand that we've all experienced trauma, maybe in a different way, but healing is possible.
Wow. Now that's big. And I've heard that term before, you know, what happens in this house stays in this house. And it seems like, you know, I guess when you hear it, when you were younger, it was more like, you know, this is a family thing. Don't be bringing outside people into our family business. But as an adult, I interpret that as a way of control. You don't want nobody outside to know because somebody may tell you that it's wrong.
And that's exactly what it is. It's a very easy way of telling somebody, I control what happens in here.
Wow.
And you're not going to have anyone else come in here and tell me how to control my space.
Oh.
And unfortunately, you have adults of all ages still trying to get untangled from statements from their childhood, who are battling literally the skeletons of yesterday or 10 years ago, 20 years ago, all because it started with the statement, what happens in this house stays in this house.
Wow, this is so, I didn't even think this interview was going to turn to this level right here, but I think this is so important for people to understand. Now, how long did that type of trauma and drama happen before you were able to get help for yourself?
That particular household issue with my family went on until about middle school. And Wow. That's when my mom and my dad officially divorced around the age of 13. And that's when I finally realized that, no, it's not normal. This is not what everybody experiences. I can recall back in middle school, I'll never forget this. I'm sitting in the hallway talking to some friends and I'm saying to them, you know, tell me about your household. What's going on? And I remember hearing stories that were just so interesting of how, you know, some families had their really cool love and it was always a bunch of family nights. And then other families, I'm hearing stories way worse. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is new. But it was just interesting to hear. And that's when I realized that what I thought was normal, what I thought was okay, wasn't normal. It wasn't happening in everybody else's home. Other people's homes, their wives were allowed to speak up. Their children were allowed to express a thought. They were able to do something different and out of the box.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you're joining us, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And we'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to Late Night with Benny. Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show.
He's a very brilliant man.
It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Exclusively on the Bashani Radio app. Download free for your iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. And you listen to this exclusively on the Bashani Radio app. We have the extraordinary Patrice Brantley, the element of change, overcoming childhood dramas and traumas. And this is an extraordinary story. If you miss any part of the beginning, please just go back to the beginning because you need to hear this straight through as we go on here, as she tells this very compelling story of how she come from where she came from to get where she's going and how she can help you get beyond that and get into that element of change. So let's go to the point where now you recognize that all that drama that is happening in your house is not normal. How did you deal with that as a teenager?
So as a normal teenager, once I realized that this was not normal, as most do, I rebelled. I got out of my own way. I started doing things that were not appropriate, let me put it that way. And just not being my best self, making some poor decisions. And I'll be very honest with you, there were people in my community who frowned upon counseling. So at that point, I was like, I don't need to talk to nobody. For what? I had been constantly hearing in the community, all you need is Jesus. What do you need a therapist for?
Say that again. Wow.
If you did have a therapist, at that point, it was so expensive, you couldn't afford one. What? And if you had one, they wanted somebody textbook.
Patrice,
and I definitely wasn't textbook.
Patrice, let me ask you something. Why is therapy frowned upon in the black and brown community so much?
It's a part of that letting people in your house and kind of, you know, telling your dirty laundry. But another part of that is not understanding the value in therapy. I think for years we've been told that, you know, it makes you crazy for so long. We don't realize that we were hiding a beautiful and valuable resource from ourselves because all we wanted to say was, if I just go to church, it'll all be okay. Not realizing that, yes, church is important, but you can have a therapist too. I love to say for myself, you know, I can have my Jesus and my therapist. And if I'm in the mood, some trap music too. You know, I can have all of that and still be saved and sanctified. I can still go and talk to somebody and say, hey, I'm having trouble here. You have to remember, it doesn't make you less of a person to go out and seek therapy. It makes you strong and it makes you better so that you can come back to your community and give them the best you.
Wow. Now, you alluded to something earlier and you said, you know, a lot of times people don't take therapy, one, because they want to keep it in the house, and then two, sometimes it's looked upon as rather expensive. When has time changed as it comes to the expense wise? Has therapy become affordable for most people, or is it still unaffordable?
So the one thing that we've gotten out of COVID is that literally therapy has become available everywhere and in any format. So instead of having to go to an office and pay the expensive price of a brick and mortar space, mm-hmm. you can do it online. You can do it. You can do text therapy. You can do phone therapy. You can do video chat therapy if you choose. You have so many different avenues of therapy now that you don't have to pay the expensive cost. And here's the great thing about it. If you're going to a community health center, ask them. If they receive federal dollars, you can get therapy at a sliding scale price. And you can get it not just as an adult, you can get it all the way for your children as well.
That's very powerful. So now there are different, something good came out of COVID where there's an abundance of resources to be able to get that type of help.
You have an overflow of resources. You have counselors that if you want to stick with somebody that you say, I have to find somebody who fits my particular preferences, mm-hmm. you have them. If I want a therapist that fits for me because I'm an African-American woman and I want you to understand my experience, I can find a plethora of women to do that now. If I say I want to understand what it is to be a Black man, I can find plenty of Black male therapists who are willing to do. There are doors open with therapy left and right. And if you say, you know what, I want to do this in different settings, maybe one-on-one, maybe in groups, you have those options and opportunities. And it doesn't have to break the bank for you.
Now, that's very, very powerful. I think a lot of people didn't know that. So you have a very new, powerful workbook and audio book and book that people can get a hold. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that and how does that figure in to what we are discussing today?
So the book is called Trauma and Their Cousins and All Their Cousins. Because I find that when trauma happens, it doesn't just walk by itself. It walks with other attached parts. And what I like about it is once you get into the workbook, it gives you a chance to really understand what are some of the things are truly traumas that we may not think are traumas. We always think certain traumas have to be big and explosive. There can be certain small things like being micromanaged at the job, dealing with microaggressions. Those are little small traumas you deal with every day. And that can have huge impacts in your life. So that's just a little snippet of what's in the actual workbook. And what I love about the workbook piece is that you get a chance to see how do you work through it? Who can you talk to? There are resources there. When you're ready to go and explore the world of therapy, what type of therapist do you want? Everybody's not going to be the one who wants a standard. I may want somebody outside of the box. Mm-hmm. I may want somebody who understands my sexual preferences or my religious standpoint. Or I may want somebody who understands my community issues. So it kind of gives you a guide in that area.
Wow. That is very, very powerful. So now I want to talk about some of the things, that advice that maybe you can give some of our listeners as how they can get through it like you got through it. So if I ask you for three powerful tips of how you've gotten to your healing point and maybe how you can help others get to their healing point, what would those three things be?
Well, number one would be definitely to admit. I find that when you admit something, you're honest with yourself and you say, I've dealt with something, I've been hurt. And be honest about it, because sometimes we like to hide and say, no, I'm good. I'm woman enough. I'm manned up. I don't, you know, I'm not hurt. I'm not upset. Meanwhile, you really are, and you're stuffing it. And everybody else is seeing you bleeding emotionally. while you're trying to be strong. So the first thing is to admit. The second thing is, once you admit, seek. Seek out that proper help that you know is there. We're not in the days anymore where you can't find help. It's in an abundance now. So seek, and don't just look for the first name. Find what fits you. Remember, every therapist is the one that may not fit for you, but there is a therapist who does fit for you. That's the second piece. So once, after you admit, after you seek, the third one would be, prepare yourself to heal. Don't choose to be stuck. Walk it out. See it through. Know that in this process, it may be a little tough, but at the end, you're worth it. And once you see how wonderfully worth it and valuable you are at the end of this process, you'll be so excited that you took the journey on that process of healing.
Wow.
So that will be my three.
That is powerful. So let's recap. Number one was?
To admit.
Number two?
Was to seek.
Number three?
Follow through and walk through the process and know that you're worth it.
Patrice, if I ask you what's the most important lesson you learned going through this type of drama, what would that be that you learned about yourself?
What did I learn about myself? That I am stronger than what I thought I was would be one.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Congratulations. I like that.
Definitely. I discovered that I was stronger than what I thought I was. Two, I discovered that for me, my process took a team. And ahead of my team was my higher power, my Lord and Savior. That was a part of my process. The third one was that I had to stick to it. Even when it got tough and I didn't want to do it, I had to stick to it. But it was definitely worth it at the end. And when I look at this young lady in the mirror now, I am more in love with her ever than I have ever been. Gap teeth and all.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. I am so feeling this interview right here, man. Sometimes you do interviews and you don't know what to expect. And then somebody just come and drop a bomb on them. And when I tell you, you dropped that bomb today. OMG. I tell you, you dropped that bomb. Like, I'm getting chills just listening to your story that I did not know. And I think it may also enlighten a lot of other people who may not have known this part of Patrice Brantley. You know what I mean? And, you know, most of y'all may know her from the Seed Sowing Sisters show, which is, she has a powerful podcast. Tell them a little bit about that and some changes that are coming to it.
So the Seed Sowing Sister is changing up her style. I'm going to be bringing in a lot more. I want to bring in some guests. I want to talk about some new topics. I want to share these things with us because I know they're on the lips of everybody. And I want to bring in my view, too. I want to share, family conversations and things that are really happening and healing conversations to the forefront. So I'm still going to be giving you that good old word, but now I'm going to give you some more to go with it.
So now it's still the Seed Sowing Sister with a different name. And what's that name?
That name will be the Patrice Brantley Show.
There you go. Helping others, man. I can tell you this lady is making changes for the world. So those people that might want to get in touch with you listening to that need help, what advice do you have for them and how can they reach out to you? And are you available for 101, et cetera, et cetera? How does that work?
Well, you can always reach out to me at patricebrantley.com. Yes, I am available for 101s. And I look forward to those, actually. That's going to be a great experience. I'm looking forward to connecting with you. Along with that, if you say, you know what, I just want to drop an email, connect with me at anelementofchange@gmail.com. I would love to hear how we can work together and make wonderful things happen.
That's right. You heard it. patricebrantley.com. Go on there. She has a contact form. You can reach out to her, you know, and Patrice, all I got to tell you, this interview gave me chills. Okay. I got a feeling that there's some people that are listening to this show and they need some help. and they don't know who to talk to or who to turn to, what would be your advice?
Well, first, let's talk about your safe place. You don't know who to talk to? Reach out. Let us connect so we can find you that place that you feel safe to talk to and who you feel safe to talk to. I want to be that person that helps you walk into your newness, your healing space. Along with that, in this process of your healing, be prepared. It's beautiful, it's bumpy, but it's worth it.
Very, very powerful. And make sure you go to patricebrantley.com. That's P-A-T-R-I-C-E, Brantley.com, B-R-A-N-T-L-E-Y.com. And hit her up on the contact page, and I'm sure after this interview she's going to make a page just for the you know, that safe space where you want to communicate with her, and you'll be able to email her directly. So I think that would be very, very powerful in adding to the Patrice Brantley. When does your show come on, Patrice?
The show is on Tuesday, and you can catch us on the Bashani Radio app.
There it is right there. And that's, you know, new name, but even more powerful game. You understand? The Patrice Brantley Show on Bashani Radio every Tuesday. Just download the free app in the iPhone or your app store, your Android store. And, you know, the new app is very, very powerful. So then you can binge listen to all of her shows, even with the new powerful shows. And I'm telling you, she is not playing. She's coming strong. And Patrice, I really thank you for your time of coming on the Benny Randall Show and really sharing such an in-depth part of who you are. And I'm surely know there's a lot of people that probably didn't know this about you. And I'm so glad that you decided to share that. So let me ask you these last two questions. Why now, Patrice? Why are you offering yourself up now to the world?
Because I'm in a space where I'm happy and healed, and I want to help heal others.
You're happy and healed. I love that. I love that. So powerful. Do you have an Instagram?
Yes. It's at Patrice Brantley Now.
Okay, so that's Instagram, Patrice Brantley Now. You know, if y'all really appreciated this show, you know, go over there, follow her, you know what I mean? Let her know how you feel, whatever. And what we like to do, Patrice, you know, when we have guests on and as powerful as you, you know, we like to offer the listeners, you know, an opportunity to win something from you and whatnot. So if you go over and like this within the first 24 hours of this show being aired, if you go over to Patrice Brantley Now on Instagram and like her Instagram, she's going to pick a couple of winners. Better yet, we're not going to let her pick. We will pick over at Bashani Radio. She's going to send us something that we can give away, because she might pick her cousin or her aunt or Pookie them. So I'm just messing with you, Patrice, please. I'm sorry. I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? But we want you to go over and like her, follow her Instagram, and we will pick two or three winners to receive a special gift from Patrice directly, okay? So in the first 24 hours after hearing this show, go and like Patrice Brantley on IG. And we'll pick a couple of winners to win a special gift from Patrice. It might be a digital gift. Who knows what it is? She might send you a picture of the smile. Who knows? We don't know what she's going to send. But she will send you something out there. All right. Your final words, Patrice.
My final words today. I just want to leave you all with the words of healing is possible. You don't have to stay locked into the closet of trauma. It is time for you to come out, heal, healthy, and whole, and being your best you.
Healing is possible. One more time, how they can reach out to you, Patrice?
They can reach out to me at patricebrantley.com. They can reach out to me on IG at Patrice Brantley Now.
Wow. And with that, I thank you for being on the Benny Randall Show. It's been an absolutely pleasure that you allowed in your powerful and most magnificent way your priceless time to offer service to helping others. And
well, thank you for letting me come on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with this right here. Patrice showed us that you can get help. You are not alone. She gave you some great points on some of the stories and experiences that she went through and how you too can get to that happy and safe space in your life. Nobody should have to go through drama or trauma alone. And it's people like her that allow others to win. So I hope you will be encouraged. I hope you would reach out to her and see how you guys can work together. It's people like that, Miss Brantley, that allows Patrice Brantley, who brings and gives of herself in such a way that's is legacy bound. And we thoroughly salute her in all that she does. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator, aka Billionaire Benny. And it is my absolute pleasure that you let me into your hearts and your homes. Until next week, you be safe. And remember, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Okay? God bless. Good night.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show.
He's a very brilliant man.
It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Exclusively on the Shawnee Radio app. Download free for your iPhone and Android in the App Store. Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.